Mic check 1 2 1 2, and it's fully charged. We live. All right, well, we ready. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency Podcast with Donnie Wiggins. I am Donnie Wiggins, business coach, business development strategist. I work with entrepreneurs every single day to help you start, grow, and scale your businesses. But before I get into today's topic, first of all, take a look around, you guys. Full Transparency has had a facelift. We are in a new studio in Atlanta, Georgia. I am super excited about it. I think this matches my vibe. I think this matches my energy a whole lot more. Listen, first of all, my last set, let's not sleep on it. It was absolutely beautiful, but we're customizing this to feel more like me, and there's so many reasons for that decision, and we're gonna get into it today. We are in 2025. This is the first episode of a whole new year, and I have to make sure that all of the entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, super successful entrepreneurs who are plugged into this show today, I gotta make sure we are aligned. I have to make sure that we are starting 2025 off strong. So I'm gonna get into it. I've got some people who are watching me live right now. Wherever you are watching this episode, welcome to the new Full Transparency. All right, you guys. So I wanna talk today about how you should be starting your year. I wanna talk today about things that you should be doing every single day. Every single day to make sure you are on track and to catch yourself before you fall off too heavy, right? All right, so let's talk about it. The very first thing that I did for the year and that I do every single year is creating a theme for my year. I don't have to get into the story of what last year looked like for me and so many other people, but we know that it wasn't the best year for a lot of people. And so in this season, we're in the season of rebuilding. Some of you may be in your season of building for the very first time. Others of you are in your season of rebuilding. And those of you who had an outstanding 2024, then congratulations. You get to continue to build on what you've already started. But rebuilding is one of my personal words that will theme this year. And the second word is anchored. The second word is anchored, because sometimes you're not necessarily drowning. Sometimes you're just drifting away, and we need to be positioned. We need to be anchored. I got this word from my pastor, Darius Daniels of Change Church, and he was talking on New Year's Eve about the theme that we would follow for the year, and it resonated so much for me, because sometimes you're in a space where you're not thinking clearly. You're still thinking, but you're not always thinking clearly. You're not always committed to the goal. You're not always focused. And it's not that you are drowning. It's not that you're drowning. It's that maybe you're drifting, and all you need is a strong foundation to stay anchored to. Think of a boat. Think of a boat when it's at the dock and the boat is wading the water. It's on top of the water. But in order to make sure it stays where it's supposed to stay, it has to get anchored to something so that it doesn't drift away. And that's what we're getting into today. So this is the year we stop playing small. This is the year we stop playing small. This is the year that we're not just setting goals, but we're actually becoming the kind of people who achieve those goals. And there's a difference. So if you've written out your goals list, your vision board list, and you've talked about, you've set your intentions and all the things that you intend to do in this year, first of all, let me just say this. You're gonna need to make some revisions right now. You're going to have to make some adjustments right now, because I wanna make sure we're doing this right, okay? So this is the year that we're not playing small. This is the year that we're not just setting goals. We're becoming the type of people who achieve those goals. This is the year that we get loud. This is the year that you show up in a way that you have never shown up before. I don't care what happened last year, the year before that, the year before that. This is the year. Whatever went wrong, we're fixing it. Whatever went right, we're 10Xing it, because we are about to get loud. I want to share a little bit of what I've been doing personally so that maybe a little bit of it resonates with you. I went into this year and I started my year off, well, I ended last year going into the new year with a baptism. And I'm so excited about that. My soul had been craving this baptism for several months, And I couldn't settle my spirit. It was just really anxious. There was a lot of worry in my spirit. And I felt like I needed to reconnect, recommit, shed some old layers and begin to develop some new ones. So I made the decision that was life-changing for me. I know in that very moment it felt life-changing. So I am excited to see this unfold throughout the year and throughout my life and prove that this was a life-changing recommitment that I made again with God. And I posted about this on social media and so many people were welcoming me in as a believer. And I want to be very clear that that was not my first time being baptized. This time is going to stick though, right? This time we know what it means. This time it was for us and not for a parent or for society or for anybody else. This time it was me. And this is a reminder that I am building on a solid foundation, but I am not walking this journey alone. I am not here alone. I am on this journey with Christ leading me along the way. He is orchestrating every single move that I'm making. And though I believe that deeply in my heart before, I hadn't been baptized as an entrepreneur. I hadn't been baptized as a woman who started to live a different lifestyle, as a woman who started to make a significant amount of income and live a certain way and provide a certain way and lead a certain way and believe a certain way. So it was important that I reground myself. It was important for me to remember where I came from and remember who I belong to. And that was the reason for that decision. So that's one thing that I am doing to show up loud. I want to show up loudly and proudly, and that's exactly what I want for you too. The second thing that I am doing is a 14-day detox, which I've already started. A 14-day detox, and this is not just for my physical fitness. This is so that I can rid my body of toxins, so that I am able to think clearer, so that I am able to make better decisions, so that I am not as fatigued as I had been closer to the end of last year, so I can show up as my best self. This detox for me is about mental clarity and energy. And I am so excited about this because it's going to help me be focused. It will help me be balanced. I do a detox twice a year, every single year, and I encourage all of you to do one too, because your system, your internal system, needs a reboot. It needs an opportunity to cleanse itself out and reset itself, especially if you have bad eating habits. If you're drinking a lot of soda, eating a lot of sweets, just consuming things that you shouldn't consume. Listen, this is an entrepreneurial hack. Because a lot of times people are so focused and committed to monetary goals, people are so committed to helping other people that you forget yourself in the process. And we're not doing this year. We're not going to do that this year. This year, you're prioritizing yourself while you're serving other people. This year, you are making yourself a top priority. I want you to hear me clearly. This year is you against you. This year, you're giving it everything you've got. This year, you are reclaiming your power. This year, you are standing tall on your boundaries. This year, you are walking in with standards. This year, you are not compromising your core values. This year, you are putting yourself ahead so that you can bring everybody else with you. This year, you are not going to allow anybody to suffocate your energy, to dim your light, to knock your candle over. This year, you are loud, you are proud, and you are okay with it being about you. You are no longer feeling selfish by prioritizing yourself. You are understanding that, in fact, you can't accomplish the mission until you take care of you. And that is the season that we're in right now. We just have to lock in. We just have to be strong. We just have to make sure that we understand that without prioritizing ourselves, we're really no good for anybody else. And that really is just the reality. I know you got dreams that you want to accomplish. I know that you got goals that you need to accomplish. I know that you have things to do. I know you want to make the money. I know you want the relationship. I know you want the body. But there are some things that you are going to have to prioritize and a person that you're going to have to become in order for that to happen for you. It's not automatic. Success doesn't happen just because you're reading the books, just because you're doing steps 1, 2, and 3. Success doesn't only happen just because you're aligned in a certain network. These things are absolutely vital, absolutely vital.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
But success also happens because of how you respect you, because of how you take care of you, because of how you prioritize you, and because of who you're becoming and how you show up in this world. And I need us to understand that. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year, I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common, in fact. They are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. So the 14-day detox. And in fact, I know you guys are going to ask. So let me go ahead and just get this out of the way. I am on a detox that for me has been very gentle, but very effective. The skinny detox. Let me show it over here. The skinny detox. Get this camera right here. We got the skinny detox. It's a 14-day detox. This is a slimming tea. And then we have the skinny fat-burning coffee that actually tastes pretty good. You don't put any sugar. You don't put any, I don't put anything in this. I don't need any sugar. I don't need any creamer. And then there is a dietary supplement tablet that you can take too, all by the same company, Skinny, and we'll link them wherever you are. So if you're looking for a good detox, but you're like me and you don't want to be like cramping significantly and all that just to make it happen, that's a really good one. All right, moving on. The third thing that I am doing to show up boldly and to be loud in this year, to make sure that I am anchored in this year, is starting my day off with a motivational message and prayer. Now, many of you guys have heard me talk about my morning routine. I may or may not have time to get into that fully in here today, but what I do want to talk about is the morning motivational call. I have a millionaire morning call inside of my community, Actionable CEO. For those of you who are new here, Actionable CEO is my private community where I work with entrepreneurs who are interested in personal, professional, and financial development. We get together every single day on a 15-minute call, 6:45 a.m. And this was really challenging for me. It was challenging for me because I usually start my day around 7:30 a.m. And at 7:30 a.m., I wasn't speaking to anybody. If you've heard me talk about my morning routine before, I've made a slight edit that's made a major shift in my life and how I show up. It used to be my rule that I didn't talk to anybody. My voice didn't activate for anybody else until 10 a.m., sometimes 9:30, but generally around 10 a.m. because I own the first 2 hours of every single day. And I still own the first 2 hours of every single day. We just started a little differently. So I am a believer in creating systems. I have a very operations mindset. I am always looking at the details, finding problems, and looking for solutions to solve those problems. And when I realized last year that my energy hadn't been what it needed to be, that I was lacking in motivation, I was lacking in physical energy, I was lacking in mental clarity, I started to treat myself like an operating system. And I needed to find ways to maximize and make that operating system more efficient than it had been normally. So because I was struggling to even put myself in front of motivation or to feel motivation or to stick to my morning routine, I know that the way that I operate is if I make a commitment to my community, I have to show up for that. Even when I wasn't showing up for myself, I was showing up for you. I was showing up for my clients. I'm showing up for my community. So what I have implemented is a millionaire morning call. Every single day, Monday through Friday, starts off with a 15-minute motivational call inside of my community, Actionable CEO. And for those of you who are watching live, you can actually comment A-C-E-O in the, you can comment A-C-E-O in the comment box right here where you're watching this live, and you'll get a link to check that community out. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening wherever you listen to your podcast, you can click the link wherever you see it or go to actionableceo.com. So every single day starts with a 15-minute motivational call inside of Actionable CEO. It is a motivation call that we end in prayer every single day, Monday through Friday. And can I let y'all in on a little secret? My Actionable CEO community thought that it was just another benefit that I added to the community. But this one was for me. This one was for me because I knew that I needed community. I knew that I needed this morning motivation and this morning prayer. But I couldn't find the energy to just do it for me. So if I disguise this as an incentive for my community, but have my own personal ulterior motive in mind, then I can show up. And so now I've structured my day to include this call. So my morning routine starts just a little bit earlier at 6:45 in the morning. And this is a way for me to align my mindset with my mission, right? This is a way for me to stay sharp. This is a way to make sure that I am in control of starting every single day off in a powerful and effective and most efficient way. And I encourage you to do the very same thing. Number four, I believe we're on number four. I've structured my day. So I've built structure into every single day to make sure I'm not just busy, but productive. And I do that by just using the calendar in my phone. Every single thing is entered in my calendar. So on my calendar, you will find that every single day starts with the morning, the millionaire morning call. That's on my calendar, 6:45 a.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know what you're thinking, Donnie. Don't nobody have time to be getting on a call at 6:45 a.m., being all motivated and stuff. I can barely get out of bed at that time. And to you, CEO, I'm going to say, get loud and grow up. We just have to start doing things that we're not necessarily comfortable with. Hey, I wasn't comfortable with it either. I wasn't doing this either. I was already a seven-figure income earner, though. And now I'm noticing, you know what? What I did to get to seven figures is not going to be what I have to do to get to eight figures. And I don't know about you, but I am determined to hit my goals in this year. So it was really important for me to structure my day in a way that I am maximizing my potential. See, right now, you might not be maximizing your potential. Right now, you might be playing with your own potential. Right now, you may be giving it the very best you can, but who said your best was good enough? Okay. I didn't mean to start the year off like this. Who said your best was good enough? At some point, you have to say, I'm doing the best that I can, but what scale is measuring that? Who's checking that data? Who's to say that your best is the effort that's required to hit the goals that you said you wanted to make? Listen, I'm not judging you. These are goals that you said that you wanted to make for yourself. And all I'm telling you to do in this year is to get loud about them. Have a structured day. Have some discipline in your day. Get organized in your day. Show up so that you can become the person that you need to be your most productive self. And I don't want you to think that that means that you have to have 12-hour days, 16-hour days, 18-hour days. You deserve your rest. You deserve to recoup. You deserve to take a break and have some time for yourself throughout the day. But that does mean for the time that you're allocating this year toward your goals, that it really needs to be structured. And you need to know every hour of the day that you're focused and that you're intentional and what you're doing. So there's not any surprise. There's no getting to the end of your workday saying, oh man, I didn't do this. Oh man, I forgot about this. Oh gosh, this slipped my mind. So I need you to factor in your personal development time. I need you to factor in when you're gonna move your body and get fit. And it's not, getting fit is not just about looking a way, but it's about feeling a way. It's about having the ability to use your body for as long as you possibly can to its fullness. I need you to have that on your calendar. I need you to factor in your self-care days when you're getting your hair done, your nails done, your hair cut, all of your appointments. If your children have standing appointments that you have to show up for, let's go ahead and put that on the calendar so that when you are trying to figure out how you're going to get everything done, all of these huge ideas done throughout this year, it's clear for you. It's clear. It's right here. I know what windows of opportunity I have to build a thing because it's right here. Sometimes you think that you can't do what you're supposed to do because you don't have time. No, it's not that you don't have time. You're just not doing the right things with your time. You're not clear about your time because you're going off memory. All you know is that in the morning you have to drop the kids off. You got to figure out a way to eat breakfast. You got to get some groceries. You got to cook. You got to do this, that, and the other. So for you, it's all a blur. But if you organize it and structure it. Am I loud right now? Am I loud? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me? Can you hear me talking to you? Can you hear me telling you the things that you need to do right now to be serious about your goal? We're not playing small in 2025. You want people in your life that don't play about you. But you have to start by being a person that's not playing about yourself. You have to start by being a person that's not playing about yourself. In 2025, in order to be loud, you have to stop playing with this thing. You have to stop thinking you have all the time in the world. We don't have to rush through, but we do need to move consistently and with urgency. We need to treat this goal like our lives depend on it because they do. We need to treat these goals like the lives of the people that we love and care about and that we are here to serve are depending on it because they are. We're not playing small. We are not playing small. We are not playing small. So wherever you are right now watching this, I want you to write down what your theme for the year is. I am anchored and rebuilding. I am anchored and rebuilding. What is it for you that's going to keep you grounded in your values and clear in your direction this year? What is the theme for your year? Drop it in the comments wherever you're watching this. I want to know. What is your theme for this year that's going to keep you grounded in your values and clear in your direction? All right. Write it down. Drop it in the comments for me real quick. I want to see. Show up. Let's see. Rebuilding. What else do we have? Intentional. Okay. I'm seeing some stuff. Building consistently. Okay. And when we're thinking about these themes, remember that you are more than an entrepreneur. Remember that you are a man and or a woman, not and or, you're a man or a woman whose value is not just attached to what you do. It's not just attached to the fact that you're an entrepreneur. It's not just attached to the fact that you're a high level performing individual. It's not just attached to the fact that you're a spouse. It's not just attached to the fact that you're a parent. You are somebody and you were somebody before you were any of those things. And so your theme for the year should also remind you of exactly who you are and exactly who you were here to be outside of any title that you carry otherwise. All right. Now let's talk about how you can create your game plan for this year that keeps you aligned, that keeps you anchored, that keeps you focused, that keeps you loud and moving toward your goals. All right. First thing I want to talk about is why goal setting actually fails. Like year after year, why does your goal setting actually fail? And I don't want to stay here too long, but I do want to give you some things to look out for. Okay. Number one is because your goals are too vague. Your goals are too vague. Your goals are too vague. They are not clear enough. Like you write something down like make more money, lose weight. Those goals are not specific enough. They're not specific enough. Your goal needs to be something that is very clear. You can see yourself with the result. How much money are you making? How much weight do you need to lose? How many team members do you need to hire this year in order to expand your business? What does that activity look like? We got to be really, really clear on our goals so we can have clarity in our vision. And then also, a common pitfall is the fact that your goal still has to be realistic. It still needs to be realistic. Now, sure, there are people who achieve wild goals in a very short period of time, and they weren't necessarily pre-qualified to achieve that goal. It happened for reasons that you and I don't understand, and sometimes that person doesn't understand. So I say this carefully, not to discourage you from dreaming big, because your goal also has to be big enough. While it has to be big enough, it still needs to be realistic, meaning the goal that you set, are you willing to become the person required to achieve that goal? So you can't say you want to lose 40 pounds this year, but you're still eating and snacking and doing all of the things that's not in alignment with a calorie intake that will allow you to do that. You don't go to the gym, or you go to the gym by yourself without any accountability, but as soon as you break a sweat, you're out of there. You don't get through a set. Then the goal to lose 40 pounds is not realistic for you because you are unwilling to demonstrate the behavior of the person who would actually achieve that goal. If the goal is to make more money, then who are you willing to become in the process? If your goal is to be a better parent, a better spouse, a better this, that, or the other, sometimes your goals aren't working or aren't coming into fruition because you're relying on yourself to get it done when year after year after year after year, you continue to prove to yourself that what you know and how you do it, they aren't sufficient enough to get you to the next level that you're going to. That's why I created Actionable CEO. Guys, this year I'm loud. I don't like to sell you guys things. I don't like to talk about what I do in these episodes because I want to be here and give you what you need but I'm showing up for myself because I have a strong goal. I have a strong goal to for Actionable CEO to be the number one resource for entrepreneurs to come in and get what they need and to have everything in one place and one hub in areas of personal, professional, and financial development. So if you're somebody who doesn't like me talking about my community, if you're somebody who has a problem with my commercials that I drop in the episode, inviting you to improve yourself, inviting you into a network of people that can help you get to your next level, then full transparency is not for you. And that's okay. We don't mind. We don't mind. But I'm showing up loud. And in order for me to tell you to show up loud, I have to actually lead by example. I have to actually lead by example here. So if you're someone who's been relying on your own skill set, your own knowledge, your own space, you're isolated, you don't have a network, you don't have people that will help you get to the next level, then you really need to be mentored by me. What you get on this podcast is just a fraction of what the experience is inside the private community, all right? So it's time for you to do things differently. And most people fail because they're chasing results without attaching them or anchoring them to a purpose. You want this result, but why? You want this result, but who does it help? Who does it serve? Who does it impact? You want this result, but you don't know why you're chasing it. And if it's only for money, if it's only to show up in somebody's face, then you're on the wrong track. I know you have some selfish goals. I know there are some people that you got to be like, I'm pulling up differently this year. But you have to attach it to the real root of why you want this to happen for yourself. This year, we're doing things differently. Wherever you are right now, type the word loud. I want to see it. Type the word loud. I'm looking right now. Type the word loud in the comments wherever you are, if already, because I'm not even done yet. If already, you are ready to get loud this year. If already you know that you are becoming a different person, you are showing up differently, you are more committed than you ever have been before, you are more focused than you have ever been before, I want to know that you're feeling me on this. I want to know that I'm not alone in this journey. I want to know that I feel an energy that y'all feel too. There's a different energy in the atmosphere right now. There is a different energy in the atmosphere right now. There's a different energy that's resonating through me right now. I am operating on a frequency right now that feels different for me. It feels different for me. And if you agree, type loud. If you agree, put loud right where you are. Now let's talk about setting your goals and making sure they're anchored goals, not just goals, but these goals are anchored. And these aren't just SMART goals. We like to teach SMART goals, SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. We've heard that. Now we need to edit that just a little bit, and we need to make sure that our goals are anchored, anchored. And what does that mean? That means now that we have to ensure that our goals are aligned with vision and core values. Are your goals aligned with vision and core values? First, do you even have a set of established core values? Have you taken the time to think about what's actually important to you, what you actually value, what are non-negotiables for you? Have you taken the time to do that? Have you just thought about it and you didn't write it down? You should actually have your own SOP, standard operating procedures. We chase these SOPs in business. We want to know how to do a thing so that we can be successful. But how do you do you so that you can be successful? How do you so you can show up as the best version of yourself every single day? You should be creating, I'm in the process of creating my own standardized operating procedure reference manual for Donnie Wiggins, not for Actionable CEO, not for Donnie Wiggins Global, not for Six Figure Accelerator. We work on those and we've been working on those for years, but there's a standard operating procedure framework that you need for yourself and you need for your family. I came up with this idea of creating your own personal SOPs in 2020. I was working with a client at that time, and we were really excited about not just building business, but building life. And we started doing life together, and we started reading books, and we started learning all of these principles and things that people who are happy, people who are successful, and people who are fulfilled do. And it's like, we're taking notes. We got all the notes. But when you need something in the moment, when you need to solve a problem, when you need to get over a challenge, when you need to move through an obstacle, it's really difficult to just go through a whole bunch of random notes that you may or may not have in any particular order to find what you need in that moment. And so now is the time that I share with you that you create your own SOPs. And maybe I should develop a framework for that. Maybe I should develop a framework so you know exactly how you should create your own personal life SOPs. And if you think that's something that you'd be interested in, let me know. Let me know, because in this year, I'm all about creating resources that you're asking for, that you're asking for. Now, don't have me creating stuff that you're not going to use. All right. Okay. So to set an anchor goal, we first need a goal that aligns with our core values and our long-term vision. Secondly, break your big, scary goals into actionable, measurable steps. I help you do that inside of my community, Actionable CEO, as well. If you are watching this live, you can just simply comment the letters A-C-E-O, A-C-E-O, and I will DM you a link. You'll get a link in your DMs so that you can check the community out to see if it's good, if it's the right place for you. If you are watching this on YouTube or listening on any audio platform where you're watching your podcast, you can click the link that you see in the description or go to actionableceo.com, all right? So let me tell you how I've personally anchored my goals to core value. I want to give you an example of how I have anchored my goals to my core values. So I told you that I started off with baptism and that I'm on a detox. I've attached my personal transformation to my professional growth because I personally don't believe that you can achieve professionally something that you don't become personally. And let me explain to you what that means. There are people who go after professional goals only, and you become this person who's reached a goal. But who you become in the process is someone who's unrecognizable, someone that you don't like, someone that the people around you don't like very much. And that's when you find a whole lot of people who are extremely successful, but they're unfulfilled, they're unhappy. They maybe have even created themselves to be monsters because they were so focused on a professional goal and they step over anybody to get it. They make all kinds of decisions that weren't aligned with any type of goodness just to hit the goal. They jeopardized friendships and relationships just to hit a goal. And I never want to be a person who transforms in a negative way by going after big goals based on my skill set, talents, and abilities. I always want to be at the core of who Donnie Wiggins is, a person who stands for integrity and honesty and network and building your life by your own design. I want to be a good person at the core of who I am. So I am making sure and being intentional about connecting, anchoring my personal transformation to my professional growth, meaning I'm being very mindful of who I'm becoming in the process. And so the detox wasn't just about my physical body. It's about clarity. It's about being stronger for my life professionally, my business, my community, myself, and my family. I don't desire to be the woman who is busy and doesn't have time for love. I don't desire to be the person who shows up for my community and can't show up for my friends. I don't desire to be the person that's constantly creating resources for perfect strangers, but don't provide those same resources to my family and to my circle. I want to be well-rounded and balanced. And so my personal transformation and my professional growth have to align, have to be connected and anchored to each other because I desire to be a well-rounded human, not only the best business coach that you know. And if you desire to be a well-rounded human, I suggest that you figure out how to align your personal transformation with your professional growth this year. And so write down one big goal. One big goal. I want you to do this right now. What's one big goal that you can think of that you have for this year? And then I want you to break that down into three actionable steps. All right? Three actionable steps. Okay. I want to give you a three-part framework for strategic planning. I know we're covering a lot in this episode, but we have to start this year off strong. We have to be loud, and that requires that we cover a lot of information. In fact, if you're on my live on Instagram right now, can you do me a favor? There's so many people who need this information. Can you do me a favor and share this video with other people? Can you do me a favor and share this video with three other people that you know need this information right now? Let's go ahead and share this video with three other people. And when you come back, just comment the word shared in the chat so I know you actually shared this video with three other people. If you are watching this on YouTube or you're listening on any other platform, I want you to share this on your stories. Share it with an entrepreneur that you know. Share it with somebody who's at a decision-making place in their life. Share it with somebody who's at a decision-making place in their life where they don't really know what to do. They lack clarity. Maybe this episode will shed some light for them. Maybe this episode will bring them clarity. We're not gatekeeping any information anymore. We're not being gatekeepers. I know I might be your favorite podcast and you don't want to share me with other people. I might even be your favorite business coach and you're like, I want to keep Donnie all to myself because I don't want people doing what I do and having the resources that I have. But no, we're not moving forward with that energy in 2025. We are not gatekeeping because it's not yours to gatekeep. So do me a favor and just share this information. Share this information with somebody else. All right, let's get into it. Three-part framework. That's the three-part framework for strategic planning. I hope you're taking notes. Okay. Number one is clarity. Know exactly what you want and why. Know exactly what you want and why this actually matters, okay? So for example, instead of saying things like, I want more clients, say, I want 25 new clients by quarter two so I can achieve financial freedom. So now we're clear. We have a goal and we're attached to an outcome. I want you to take it a step further and attach a feeling to it. So you have a goal, an outcome, and a feeling. The goal is to get 20 new clients. The outcome is so that you can achieve financial freedom. And the feeling is, how will it make you feel to have the 20 to 25 new clients by quarter two and you've achieved financial freedom? How does having those number of clients and the financial freedom make you feel? What does it feel like to not have to worry about paying bills? What does it feel like to not have to worry about where your next month's revenue is coming from? What does it feel like to be able to give back and do things for your family? What does it feel like to be able to change your zip code? What does it feel like to be able to change the VIN number of your vehicle? What do these things feel like? Your goals become really, really clear when you know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how it's going to make you feel. Number two of the three-part framework is structure. Create routines and systems that support your goals. Routines and systems that support your goals. So maybe last year you didn't do so well in creating content. That's a lot of people's issue. Maybe you're not creating content so well and you're struggling to create content every single day because maybe you're not in the mood for it every day, or maybe you don't have the time for it every single day. Maybe your home isn't clean every single day. I don't know. Whatever the excuse is that you've sold yourself, let's put a solution in place by having some structure. And instead of focusing on creating content the same day, maybe think about batching your content or dedicate specific days for content. Maybe right now you run a business and your business requires that you take sales calls, but you're not in a place yet where you can hire a sales team. Well, maybe you don't have time every single day to do sales calls, but can we go ahead and structure the day so that, or the week, so that maybe 3 days a week for 3 hours of in those days, you're actually taking sales calls. But then take it a step further and don't get sloppy. If you're taking these sales calls, then I need you to actually structure some time right after so that you can handle the administrative part of sales calls. Because it's not just the call, it's in the follow-up. It's in the deliverables, it's in the customer service, all the things that happen after a sales call. And the third thing is accountability. The third part of the three-part framework for strategic planning is accountability. Surround yourself with people who hold you accountable. And what do you think I'm about to say? If you want to be surrounded by a group of people who are holding you accountable, there's no other place to be than Actionable CEO. If you're just hopping on my live, comment ACEO in the chat and I'm going to DM you a link right now so you can check Actionable CEO out and make sure it is the community for you. We focus on personal, professional, and financial development there. If you love me here, you're going to super love me there. If you're inspired here, you'll be super inspired there. If you're super motivated right now, you'll be uber motivated there. The letters A-C-E-O, like one word all together, A-C-E-O. And if you're watching this on YouTube, just comment, click the link wherever you see it or go to actionableceo.com. Same for you guys who are listening on all of the platforms, okay? All right, let's see. Three parts to my strategic planning. All right, let's see, we got that. Number two, second thing that I wanna cover, strategic planning that works. So I just gave you the three-part framework, clarity, structure, and accountability, okay? I want you to also plan out personal systems that you're using. Personal systems. Notice I said personal systems, things that help you to operate with maximum efficiency, okay? So there are a few things that I do this morning before I sat down to film this episode of Full Transparency. I had to run downstairs and drop my laundry off with my concierge so that a laundry service could come in and pick up my laundry. They pick it up today and they deliver it back to me, folded, smelling amazing tomorrow. Someone would say, you can't just do laundry yourself. Sure, I could. But I'm in a season right now of only doing, and I mean only doing things that bring me fulfillment and or joy. That doesn't mean that I won't ever do laundry again. It just means that I'm not doing it in this season, right? I don't know about you guys. Some of you might like to wash and dry and fold and remember to take the clothes out of the dryer on time or remember to take them out of the washer and put them in the dryer on time. That's not my mission. I'm good at a lot of things, but that's not one of them. And so I'm not in my season of certain tasks at home because I am in a season of intense focus. I'm in a season of being loud toward my goals. And if I'm in that season and I have to show up and I need all the things, then there are some things that I must delegate. I got to delegate things that not necessarily don't even bring me joy, but bring me disdain. I hate having to do laundry. And someone asked me, Zell, one day, well, what happens when you get married? What you gonna do when you get married? Like men want women who do laundry. Men want clean clothes, all right? And if I gotta pay these people less than $100 to come and pick up some laundry and fold them, so all I have to do is put it up, that's what I do in my personal life. And that's what I'm going to do in my married life as well. All right. The clothes are going to get put up. So what are your systems that you're doing to make sure you have structure in your day? For some of you, maybe it's meal planning. For some of you, maybe it's a grocery delivery service. For some of you, maybe it's delegating your laundry. Some of you need a house manager. Some of you need somebody to keep the kids occupied while you're finishing your day. Fixing snacks, running errands. What are the things that you need done? And honestly, I know, you know, somebody is looking at this and they're saying, well, first you have to have the money to do that. That is true. So I need you to be anchored. I need you to go ahead and identify when you get the money, what's the first system that we're putting in place to delegate or offload something that takes up a whole lot of time in an area that I don't have time, so I can take that time and be more useful in my business towards my goals. Write it down. And write down what you need to do it. Just a side note for people who like to say, oh, well, I don't have the money to do that. I encourage you to find out how much it costs. Sometimes you're saying that you don't have the money to do a certain thing without even knowing what the amount of money is. How do you know what you don't have if you hadn't even looked into it? So this is the season that you're doing something different. You look into it. If you think you don't have the money right now, I want you to look into it, find out how much it costs so you can have a clear goal to make it happen for you. Every hour of my day has a purpose. Whether it's parenting, coaching, content creation, self-care, relaxing, sleeping, regenerating, whatever it is. Every hour of my day has a purpose. I want you to think now about December 31st, 2025. And I know you're saying, well, Donnie, it's January. Why would I be thinking about December? I want you to think about December because I want you to go throughout this year with the end in mind. I want you to visualize yourself hitting every single goal that you set for this year. I want you to get a clear picture of what your life looks like, what your business looks like, the people who you're doing this for, what does it look like for them? How does it feel? Are you happy? Are you smiling? Are you dressing differently? Are you living differently? Do you see people sharing testimonials and great experiences about you? Do you feel proud? Are people proud of you? What does that look like when you've dropped the weight, when you've made the money, when you've aligned spiritually, when you've increased in faith? Who do you become? What does that person look like? And then I want you to reverse engineer how to get there. What do you have to do? What are the steps that you have to take every single day in order to get there? Plan for it. Plan for it so you're clear. So you're clear in what you're doing and in your marching orders for this year. Show up loud. Show up proud. Show up strong. Do something different this year to become the person that you are destined to be. I'll see you next week on the next episode of Full Transparency. Let's go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.